Monday, folks, on Monday, we had on with us from Israel, L.M. Buddy Pilgrim, a businessman extraordinaire, he's also entrepreneur, philanthropist, and a friend of the show, friend of mine, former CEO, president of Pilgrim Pride Chicken. And I was saying to you that we wanted to have him back in order to get what I would say would be a post-op of what went on there in Israel. And so I want to bring him back now. L.M. Buddy Pilgrim, thank you so much for being on with us. How did it go, man? Tell us all about what happened there in Israel.
Well, hi, CL. It's great to be back on with you again. It's great to be back in the on the ground in the greatest country in the world, as you just said a minute ago. It was a tremendous event. The experience of being at the dedication itself is almost difficult to describe. I was at a dinner the night before with faith leaders, business leaders, and political leaders from around the world, and the atmosphere was electric, as I mentioned to you on Monday morning. But when I went to the actual event itself, it's a very small crowd, relatively speaking. You know, there were about 500 people there. It's pretty special to be a part of a group of about 500 people from all around the world to celebrate this. And we all got there early, obviously, because we had to clear Secret Service and security measures and everything. And so we had time to visit. And everyone there was just so pleased that, one, Donald Trump's had the courage to take this step, that Benjamin Netanyahu has been so gracious and appreciative of taking this step, and that the liberal press has been so consistent at twisting the truth about this step and wanting to blame Israel for the violence that was taking place in Gaza. But the excitement at the event was amazing. I thought Benjamin Netanyahu's talk in particular was worth the trip. Everyone who spoke was good, but I thought Netanyahu was particularly good when he said, by acknowledging history, that being that this has literally been the capital of Israel for 3,000 years anyway, by acknowledging history, you are making history today, and this date will go down in history, along with 1967 and the Six-Day War, and 1948, the founding of the State of Israel by the United Nations.
And it was a historic day. You could feel it even through the medium of television, the impact, the emotion that was there in that small, as you say, a small gathering there in Jerusalem. And, buddy, it is just great to have known that you and Brother Ken Copeland were there and know you, and it's just fantastic. Mike Lee, my good buddy, Mike Lee was there as well. And so when we look at the events of that day, it was not without controversy, because we understand that there were some radical factions wanting to actually come across the border there, and the Israeli forces had to repel them. Is there any direct word that you had on that while you were there on the ground?
We didn't. There was, other than if, you know, if we were following news on our phones or something like that, there was nothing said at the event about it. As I drove to the event that day, we saw no presence of protesters on the streets leading up to the event that day. That's why I say I think the protesters, which certainly were present in Gaza, were hyped in the media far greater than what they really deserved. The city of Jerusalem in general was very peaceful. And the other thing I want to note, too, is these protests that are going on in Gaza are nothing new. I mean, they want to blame this on the fact that the embassy was being dedicated that day. But, you know, Hamas has been firing rockets into Israel from the Gaza Strip ever since Israel was gracious enough to give Hamas the Gaza Strip and to grant that land for peace, which never turned into peace. And let me tell you one other real quick thing that I learned while I was over there. It's how dedicated these evil people are to attack Israel. The people along the Gaza Strip there, they've been doing all kind of things to attack Israel for years. They've got a new weapon now. This is how desperate they are. They've built a bunch of kites. Yeah, a kite, like you fly on a string. They're big kites. They've got big, long tails on them. They set the tail on fire, and then they fly the kite to where it goes over across the border and cut the string so that the kite will eventually fall into a field in Israel and set the field on fire.
Wow.
It's disgusting the efforts they go to just to create havoc. But one, the funny thing is Israel's on to them now, and they've built a bunch of drones that have knives on the wing blades on the wings of the drones. And as soon as the kites are launched, they fly the drone over and cut the kite up, and it falls back on their own side.
You know, buddy, in its own ways, we I chuckle at it, but the situation is really evil when you think about that. That's an evil thing to do, for someone to try and burn up someone else's crop. Switching gears just a little bit, before you left to go to Israel, before you flew out to go to Israel, there were great rumblings about the peace talks, or that the negotiations between President Trump and North Korean President Kim Jong-un would be taking place. It appears now that, as we say here in Louisiana, Kim Jong-un is beginning to crawfish a little bit as far as that's concerned. Buddy, I have been talking to people here for the last 24, 48 hours. They're saying that people like John Kerry and others are actually working against this negotiation, this sit down that the president is wanting to have with Kim Jong-un. Speak to this for us. When we look at the factions in our country, Buddy Pilgrim, as to the undermining of this presidency and this administration, just how telling is that on the desperation of the progressive liberals as far as making progress, the United States making progress on making our nation great and significant as it once was again under this president? Speak to that, if you would.
Well, it's extremely telling, and you probably know more about the details of that than I do, because I've been out of the country and haven't been following the news quite as closely. But I was watching it this morning after I was getting up from a good night's rest at home. And I think that John Kerry has violated, I can't think of the act now, you may remember it. It's an act that prevents a U.S. citizen from interfering in foreign diplomatic negotiations. And I think John Kerry has absolutely violated that act with what he's done, or at least what we're told publicly that he's done. And I think that's a sign of how desperate the left is to destroy and to denigrate the works of President Donald Trump, even when those works are in the best interest of the United States. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had been preparing to sit down to negotiate a peace, some kind of peace accord or denuclearization accord with the president of North Korea, and Republicans had started trying to destroy that effort? There would be outrage in the media. And now the media is just trying to say, well, Donald Trump's going to be taken advantage of, and this is never going to happen. And it may not, but I'll tell you, Trump is no fool when it comes to negotiating. And I think he saw what happened when the United States, and in particular, Kerry and Obama, got taken advantage of by Iran, and he will not let that happen with North Korea. I believe he'll get up and walk out of that meeting just like Reagan walked out of Reykjavik if he's not getting what he wants in that meeting.
That was a signal moment when Reagan walked out of Reykjavik. It was a symbol of strength. And to this day, I think that was one of the moments that actually defined the strength and character of Ronald Reagan and solidified his legacy as a great American president. Buddy, I'm glad that you're back safe and sound. I understand that Brother Copeland is on his way to some great part in the world to run a four-night or a five-night revival at 81 years old. I am amazed at his stamina.
Yes. Yeah, I'm amazed as well. Hey, let me mention one other thing real quickly before I get off with you. We know that Guatemala, which joined the United States and moving their embassy, Paraguay has announced that they're going to move their embassy to Jerusalem. And I can't give you the names of the others, but from my involvement with the White House staff, I can tell you there are six other mostly Western European nations, so former Soviet nations that are now friends, Soviet states that are now friends of the U.S., that are lining up to join us in moving their embassies to Jerusalem.
That's great. That's good news. That's good news. Buddy, you're fading on me with the signal, but that's okay. We have gotten the crux of the interview. I'm going to have you back real soon. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer, and we'll talk to you real soon. L.M. Buddy Pilgrim.